From January to May, about a dozen elementary students in Sitka shuffled down to Sage Beach each month, thermometers and pH strips in hand, to gather data. The students would throw a bucket attached to a long rope as far out as they could and slowly pull the bucket back in, careful not to spill the water. Then they'd test it.
Before this spring, I couldn't have told you what the actual pH of the ocean was at different times of year or the temperature even.
Jasmine Shaw is the Sitka Spruce Tips 4-H leader. She says there's a lot of curriculum geared towards middle school and high school students around ocean acidification, but not so much towards younger ones.
I majored in chemistry, but I probably didn't learn about the pH scale until high school. And so to have these kids learn about the pH scale in second, third, fourth grade was really cool to see.
Shaw says they learned to measure pH, temperature, and dissolved oxygen in the ocean, and the measurements were uploaded to a national database where anyone can access them. She says pH levels remained mostly even over the course of their testing, but the temperature did rise in March before going back down again during the region's particularly cold April.
We had about 5 degrees Celsius as our low temperature in February, but then it jumped to almost 8 degrees in March.
Shaw says the great thing about citizen science projects like this one is it shows you don't have to be a scientist to participate. You can collect data no matter who you are or what you do, and it will be useful and important to those in the field.
As with any science, right, you don't know until you measure it. And so you might think, yeah, sure, the ocean's fine, but we don't actually know that until we stick a thermometer in there or a probe and take those measurements.
Shaw says part of what made this pilot program so accessible to younger kids is its interdisciplinary approach.
Cooking, art are such community spaces, and so it made it very easy then to approach something like pH or ocean acidification that might otherwise seem a little complicated or overwhelming to learn about. But it made it more fun.
And the interdisciplinary approach seemed to pay off. Or at least, that's what 9-year-old Grayson Browning says.
We did a where we made sushi. And we did a little experiment where we made purple lemonade. And it, like, fizzed.
That's pretty cool.
Like, we put some baking soda in it. And we made it fizz.
Shaw says in this case, they were looking at the reactions of acids and bases in the kitchen and then talking about how pH and temperature can affect all different things in the ocean, especially sea life.
What would happen if the ocean kept getting warmer and warmer here?
It could affect some of the marine life.
Yeah, and we're a fishing community and a marine-based community right here on the water, so it's pretty important to know what's going on in the ocean. And the pH of it, right?
Browning says although he doesn't know yet what he wants to do when he grows up, he loved participating in the program.
It's fun. You get to learn stuff. And also it can make it where, like, inspiring kids to maybe grow up and be a scientist and help protect marine life.
In fact, he enjoyed the 4-H pH program so much that he says he wasn't sure he wanted to go on his family's trip to Hawaii this spring and miss a 4-H meeting.
Though if I didn't do that, I wouldn't have been able to experience some stuff I did there. Like, I went snorkeling and I saw sea turtles.
That's pretty cool. You're not going to see those around here, are you?
Nope.
Because he missed a meeting, Browning did make sure to take the temperature of the ocean in Hawaii during his trip. He says it was much warmer than in Sitka. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Hope McKenney.